Eurovision winners for 2022.
Ukraine!
There you have it. They were considered favourites all week.
Oh, fantastic!
The world showing their support.
Ukraine!
And rightly so.
Of the Eurovision Song Contest 2022.
631 votes for Ukraine, 466 for the United Kingdom, and Spain came third with 459.
Thank you so much. Thank you for supporting Ukraine. This victory is for every Ukrainian. Slava Ukraini!
In an online statement, Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, toasted the victory, declaring his country's courage impresses the world and its music conquers Europe. After performing their entry, Stefania, the lead singer of Kalush Orchestra, made a plea for the besieged city of Mariupol and for those still stuck inside the Azovstal steel plant. The devastating war saw enormous support for the Ukrainian entry from Europe and beyond. Turkish-American Eurovision fan Shev travelled to Italy to put his support behind Ukraine.
Ukraine is a very close place in my heart. We are neighbors from Turkey, Turkey side, and I don't want to get too political, but it's all humanitarian. I think they need support. It's very sad, but I'm so glad that they are here, and I'm sure like people couldn't travel from Ukraine, and I just wanted to be present for them and to cheer them up so they know that they have the support from us.
Among the Ukrainians who couldn't make it to Turin was the country's Eurovision commentator. He covered the event from an undisclosed basement somewhere in Ukraine.
This year, I think it's more symbolic than ever, of course, because on 24th of February, no one of us were thinking about Eurovision or something like that. We thought just about how to stay alive. And right now, thanks to armed forces of Ukraine and the resistance of our people, we have an opportunity to participate in Eurovision, to be the part of this wonderful event.
Kristen Tagle made the trip from Australia to attend the 66th Eurovision.
It's incredible to see so many different nationalities from Europe and, of course, the rest of the world. So it's a really exciting. It's very electric, and it's fun because we can be part of other countries. We can share the love, and it's just really, really heartwarming for us.
Sheldon Riley represented Australia and placed 15th after performing his emotional ballad, Not the Same.
Told to play, but you're not the same as the other kids playing the same game. Try to jump on in, but they push away so far. For we're not the same.
His grandmother, Floreta Hernandez, watched his performance at a Eurovision party in the Sydney suburb of Hurstville. She told SBS News she's incredibly proud of how her grandson has matured and now regards him as a superstar.
With his attitude and with the way he speaks and the way he dressed up and all the designs that he's been doing and his singing with the boys and America's Got Talent and the X Factor, yeah. And it's now, I know in my heart, he's a superstar, he's up there, yeah.
The Eurovision Song Contest Grand Final is being broadcast on SBS TV and on SBS On Demand tonight from 7:30, and there'll be a replay on SBS Viceland from noon on Monday.
Thank you so much!
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.